All right, good. I guess better late than never. Looks like we got a few folks in the queue as well. Sorry for the delay in the start of this. We had some issues with AGP. Sort of gotten those resolved now, and we're getting ready to kick this off. I think, Cindy, do you want to start?
Sure. I think you need to promote me as a panelist. I have a bare bones screen here.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Probably same for Chris.
All right. I thought I had you guys up. Okay, hold on a second here. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you guys should be good to go now. You should be able to share your screen.
Okay, can you see that?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, well, welcome everyone to the EIR public scoping meeting for the proposed battery energy storage system project. On the screen before you is the project site, and the boundary of that project site is outlined in yellow with the project parcel boundary outlined in purple. This is the public comment meeting on the notice of preparation that the city recently released for the EIR, the environmental impact report being prepared for the 1290 Embarcadero Road battery energy storage system project. This is not a planning commission or a city council meeting. I'm going to go over a brief presentation, and then we'll turn it over to our environmental consultant, which is Rincon. Our presentation will provide a brief summary of the proposed project, a timeline of the project process, a description of the environmental review procedures, and an opportunity to comment after the presentation on the project environmental review scope. If you wish to provide comment regarding the scope of the environmental review, we would just ask that you wait until after the presentation. We'll be opening it up for public comment for those people attending this virtual meeting. Public comment period will be a time of up to 3 minutes per commenter. If you wish to provide written comment during or after this meeting, we will provide contact information after the end of this presentation. And all verbal and written comments will be reviewed and responded to in the public draft EIR for the project. I just want to be really clear, our meeting today is exclusive to the content of the draft EIR. This is not a decision maker hearing. So we ask that comments regarding the merits of the proposed project are held until the project is presented before the Planning Commission and City Council, which would be at future public hearings. As the decision makers, it is their role to consider not only the environmental analysis, but the merits of the project. And I'll move on to the next slide here. So what is the purpose of a scoping meeting? It is to inform the community and resource agencies about the proposed project. It is to solicit input regarding issues that the environmental impact report should address. And it is to inform the community about future opportunities for public input on the proposed project. So here's the agenda that we prepared for today's scoping meeting. I'll go over a brief project background and overview. Then I'll toss it over to our Chris Bursbach, our consultant from Rincon. Sorry, tongue twister there. And he'll go over the CEQA overview and EIR scoping session. And then we'll discuss the project schedule and next steps, and then also provide for that public scoping comment period. So a little bit of background for the public. The project is located at 1290 Embarcadero Road. The site is the location of the 95-acre Morro Bay Power Plant property. The power plant has been idle since its retirement in 2014 when it stopped operating. The project site includes 24 acres, which were previously developed with above-ground fuel oil storage tanks. There were about five of them, and they were removed in 2011. The project site has a land use designation currently, with the adoption of our general plan and LCP last year, of visitors serving commercial with a mixed use residential overlay. Some background notes to add, there is a PG&E deed restriction which prohibits developing portions of the property, and a DTSC land use restriction which restricts future uses on the tank farm portion of the property to commercial industrial uses. And then third, Plan Morro Bay, which is our general plan and local coastal plan. It is policy LU 5.4 that requires a master plan for redevelopment of the former Morro Bay power plant property and surrounding area. And so just a really brief project description. The project site consists of a 43-acre portion of the overall 95-acre Morro Bay power plant property. And that's located at 1290 Embarcadero. I think I left the address off here. The proposed project includes three main components. So the battery energy storage system project would be located on approximately 24 of those 43 acres. And that would be construction and operation of a 600 megawatt battery energy storage system project, or BESS. The second main component is demolition and removal of the existing Morro Bay power plant and stacks, and that represents about 19 acres of the 43. And then third, adoption of phase one of a master plan, and that's pursuant to that land use policy that I just discussed, and that would change the land use designation of the BESS site from visitor serving commercial to general light industrial. Here is a preliminary site plan that the applicant submitted with her application materials. You see the three battery buildings on the left side of the image, which is the northwest side of the property. At the bottom right of the image that you see on the screen is where the existing power plant building is located, and hopefully you can see my cursor. And then just below that are the three existing stacks. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Chris Birsbach with RINCON, which is the consultant that is working on the environmental impact report. Thank you. And then, Chris, I would ask you to unmute yourself.
Thank you, Cindy, and also for that last reminder. As Cindy noted, my name is Chris Birsbach. I work with RINCON Consultants. We are the city's environmental review consultant for this project. And just for the context of anybody participating today, I and my team have worked with the city on several projects in the city over the past several years, including the Plan Morro Bay update that was recently adopted. So we're quite familiar with issues in the city, with the public's environmental concerns on these types of projects, and we're based out of San Luis Obispo. So I'm going to be speaking this evening about the environmental review for the battery storage project. What the city is doing now that the NOP has been released and the overall environmental review process. The city's preparing a draft EIR for this project pursuant to the requirements of the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA. An EIR is the most comprehensive and detailed level of environmental review available. However, the scope of the environmental review in the EIR is limited to the physical environmental effects of the project. An EIR doesn't evaluate social or fiscal effects. So any questions regarding social or fiscal effects of the project would be considered during public hearings with the Planning Commission and the City Council. Those public hearings for the project are not scheduled yet, but we expect the project to go before the Planning Commission and the City Council in early 2023, and we'll have a little bit more detail on the schedule in a later slide. But the purpose of the EIR is to provide the public with an opportunity to better understand environmental impacts that could result from a project. For topics where potential environmental impacts are identified, the EIR will also identify mitigation measures to reduce or eliminate those impacts. Next slide, please, Cindy. So this is a slide that shows the EIR process from start to finish. There's a lot to unpack here, but I just want to point out a couple of key things. At this point, the city is beginning to prepare a draft EIR for the project, which will be publicly released for review and comment when it's complete. After the draft EIR is released for public review, staff will respond to all written and verbal comments received during the public review period, and then compile the comments, the responses, and any necessary revisions to the draft EIR into a final EIR. And the City Council would use the final EIR and the public's comments as one of multiple pieces of information to support their ultimate determination to either approve or deny the project. Next slide. This slide shows the range of environmental topics that will be discussed in the draft EIR. This is obviously a long list of topics. These are environmental topics listed in the notice of preparation that was recently released and are part of the CEQA statute. That means that all of the topics shown on this slide are potential effects of the project that will need to be evaluated in the environmental document. I do want to note that many of these topics may not be significantly impacted by this project, but the city anticipates that the project may significantly impact some of these environmental topics, and the EIR will include mitigation measures that would reduce or eliminate potential environmental impacts. Next slide. This is a summary of the key components of the project that Cindy presented earlier, but I want to revisit the project description for just a moment in the context of how the EIR will evaluate potential impacts. The environmental analysis is limited to the impacts of the project and any reasonably foreseeable outcomes of the project on the environment. Potential impacts will be evaluated in comparison to the environmental baseline, which is the current existing conditions on the ground at the time that the NOP was released, which was the beginning of this month. Next slide. Here we have a typical schedule for environmental review of the project based on the notice of preparation release at the beginning of this month. As shown, the public scoping period is open through July 3rd, and our next major step will be preparing and releasing the draft EIR in a manner that satisfies the statutory requirements of the California Environmental Quality Act and responds to any comments that we receive during this scoping period, including verbal comments this evening or written comments that we received prior to July 3rd. We expect to be releasing a public draft EIR for the project before the end of this year and having a final EIR prepared for Planning Commission and City Council review by early next year. Now, that'll support those decision-making bodies' hearings on the project, likely around spring 2023. Next slide. So I'd like to wrap up my presentation by reiterating the focus of this evening's meeting. We're here to listen to and record public comments on the scope of the draft EIR, including the potential environmental effects that would be evaluated in the EIR, any technical questions or concerns that reviewers have noted with the planned approach to the environmental review, and any mitigation measures that may address potential impacts. We're asking commenters to help us by focusing their comments on the scope of the EIR rather than opinions or statements about the merits of the proposed project. All comments heard verbally in tonight's hearing, received in writing during the public comment period, will be responded to in the draft EIR. And with that, for our final slide, I will hand it back over to Cindy.
My turn to have the lesson to learn to unmute. What I was saying was thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. So yes, as Chris said, we are seeking comments on the public scoping period. Those comments are due by midnight on July 3rd. You can provide comments by speaking after I'm done talking here for the remainder of our scoping meeting. You can mail or email them to the address that's on the screen. We would just ask that you make the subject line to say Battery Energy Storage System Project EIR. If you'd like more information about the project, we do have it on our website, and that the quickest way to get to the Planning Division's website where we have this information is to go to www.morrobayca.gov/BESS or B-E-S-S, and that will shortcut you over to that site. So with that, I'll conclude our staff presentation. and we will open it up for comments. We're really interested in hearing what everyone has to say. Thank you.
Okay, and on that note, we have a few folks in the queue, a lot of them with the project team, it looks like. But if there is anybody that you know, wants to speak, we'd ask that you raise your hand so I can allow you to provide comment. Okay. Maybe we're not going to get any comments today. We'll just get ones that come in via other means, perhaps. Give it a couple more minutes, though. And if anybody would like to speak or provide comment, like I said, please raise your hand and I'll let you speak.
Scott, while we're waiting, it may be helpful to note, this just occurred to me, just for anyone listening, that we have received a couple of written comments. So we do have some comment from agencies and members of the public so far in response to the NOP.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. Thank you.
I guess I'll take this opportunity to say to members of the public that are listening that maybe haven't had a chance to look at that notice of preparation yet, that is also on the website, at that website address I gave, which is morrobayca.gov/BESS. At the top of the screen, you'll see information about the project, the address, and then there's a hyperlink for the NOP or notice of preparation. And that has a lot of the information that we discussed today, and just the full notice of preparation information, as well as project description.
Well, I think we'll go till about 4:45, and if we don't have anybody that's interested in speaking or hopping on, I think we'll call it good and move on. The folks in the attendee list haven't really changed since the meeting started, so. All right. Well, thank those that attended and appreciate both your time, Cindy and Chris, as well, providing this. And I think we'll end the meeting here. And hopefully we'll receive additional correspondence on the NOP by other correspondents. So again, apologize for the technical difficulties this evening, but not much we could have done about it. So again, thanks for those that attended. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you. All right.